Blog Talk Radio.
Don't move that radio dial any further, because you're at the right station at the right time and at the right place. Welcome to the biggest 3-day weekend online. You're listening to this marvelous radio show, brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. We're on live, online, right here, right now. So sit back, relax, and listen and enjoy. Here's a double dose of some Christmas carols going on. Here's a second request.
So this is Christmas. What have you done? Another year over. You want to be gone. And I know this is Christmas. I hope you better come.
We definitely needed some umbrellas, that's for sure.
Like I had to get one for myself from home. So, you know, I hope you all are trying to keep yourselves dry and dry and warm. So I hope you all having a wonderful time, and hopefully y'all don't have to get caught up or anything. If anyone tried to make a snowman, I guess they wouldn't going to be Frosty Snowman, probably Frosty the Puddle, probably, you know. But anyway, I digress. There's been a lot of, I know you're wondering, I know I want to put in a little something to add on to onto the songs. Of course, you know, I had to play Hollis and Queens, Christmas in Hollis, which was created by Run DMC, one of the greatest hip-hop groups of all time. Matter of fact, they're the first rap group to actually be nominated. They're the first rap group to ever have an album nominated for Album of the Year. So, and that was the Raising Hell album that came out back in 86, which will be 30 years ago next year, which will be coming up in 7 days. So, you know, so. That's true. I mean, yeah. I'm not trying to be funny per se, but that is true. It, you know, 2016 is coming up in 7 days, less than 7 days from now. So just want to let you in on that. And of course, you know, I had to play Happy Christmas, the Christmas song, War Is Over, which was created and which was composed and performed by the late great Beatle John Lennon, who would have been 75 years old this year had he lived. And matter of fact, speaking of which, oh my goodness, the battery's getting low. I just wanted to keep the battery running, so I have some technical difficulties right now, but I'm trying to keep it up, keep my electrical source going, because I'm pretty much, remember when I was on a shoestring budget right now? Well, I'm more on a dental floss budget right now. Yes, right now. I have a very low battery right now on using my phone, and I had some really bad news that I found out that it's pretty much discontinued. My phone is definitely not a smartphone. I guess you might say it's like a remedial phone, so to speak. Remedial short bus phone, so to speak. But speaking of which, I don't know if I ever mentioned this, but John Lennon's son, his youngest, not Julian Lennon, his older son when he was with the Beatles, but his son that he had with Yoko Ono, Sean Lennon, John and Sean. Got to rhyme. Did you know that John Lennon shared a birthday with his son, Sean Lennon? They were both born on October 9th. They're both born on October 9th. Well, Sean, the son, Sean Lennon, he was born on October 9th, 1975. So even though John Lennon would have turned 75 years old this year, his son, his younger son, Sean, that he had with Yoko, he just turned he turned 40 earlier this year, a couple of months ago, as a matter of fact. So, you know, happy belated birthday to you, Sean Lennon. Yes, happy birthday to you, Sean, and also to your late father, who you shared a birthday with. We miss him tremendously. We still do. After 35 years, we still miss him. There's been so many things I wanted to tell you between October and now. We had a lot of things going on. We had some great things going on. I meant to tell you about the upcoming movie, Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens, came out like gangbusters a week ago. I was so fortunate and so blessed to see it with my cousin Richard Milton. We went to see it last Friday, a week ago, and it was pretty much packed. It was pretty much packed. I almost didn't get a chance to see it, but I actually won a couple of free passes at the Star Wars Gala that was sponsored by Anstar 16 and the Sochi Gallery, which was which was the place where we had it. It was in downtown Macon. And I happened to win a T-shirt and two free passes. So my cousin Richard and I, we went to see episode 7, and we had a ball, an absolute ball there. It exceeded my expectations. J.J. Abrams, I tell you, you are a directing genius. I'm telling you. You're really, really good. I mean, I thought you did great with the Star Trek franchise, with the two Star Trek reboots from the Star Trek reboot films. But definitely now with the Star Wars Episode 7, I guess, which will be the beginning of the last three films, because it's supposed to be three trilogies. Two thumbs up, buddy. It has already grossed over $500 million this past weekend alone. The number one movie in America, in fact, the number one movie in the world, number one movie on the planet. I loved it. It probably might actually probably make another half a billion if I'm not, it probably on its way to hit a billion this upcoming weekend. And let's not forget, we have another vacation weekend of Christmas weekend, of course, you know, this beginning of the Christmas weekend. Of course, next week will be New Year's weekend, New Year's Eve. Next week will be New Year's Day, January 1st, 2016. So this is the last Friday of 2015. That's why I wanted to make this a Christmas / end of the year episode. But if we have one, I hope so. Maybe Marvell will be able to do one. Maybe on Wednesday or Thursday, which will be okay. I mean, if God willing, if we're able to have one scheduled, we'll do our best. If not, I just want to give some personal things of going on that happened on this week. This year, it's been a wonderful thing. I went to the movies, and then plus I did play with Tim Wright of the Red Spider back in October, and then, you know, went to see the old school hip hop Halloween concert that had Kumo D and Grandmaster Flash, Furious Five, Sugar Hill Gang. This is just a few of things that happened to me this year. Of course, we had a lot of people that we lost, like Benny King, who wrote and sung Stand By Me, which, by the way, John Lennon actually did a cover of it, and it actually hit number one as well. So, you know, another kudos to the legendary John Lennon. Also, we lost B.B. King this year. So many folks. And, of course, you know, I pretty much stopped broadcast, did a hiatus of shows, not doing any shows for a while due to my late friend, my high school buddy, Terry Ledford, who I was in student council with back in high school, Southwest High. And he's a friend of myself as well as a friend of Marvella. In fact, Marvella knew Terry before I did. They both went to middle school, elementary school together. So, you know, rest in peace, Terry, and so many other, and B.B. King and Benny King and so many other people that we lost this year. So many things happened. But, of course, I think the number one thing that pretty much probably the biggest thing that happened this year in 2015, if I do have enough time to say it, was the birth of my nephew, Nolan Barrett Howard. My little niece, Chloe, finally became a big sister. I mean, she had one little baby brother, Landon, who was stillborn last year, but he wasn't able to stay here on earth. I guess God needed an extra angel, but, I do have one baby nephew, so Chloe is around to be his big sister. So I'm glad. Thank you for bringing Nolan into our lives. I thank you. Thank you. It's a big blessing. Big blessing. Well, looks like I'm about run out of time. It's 5:34. I know it's kind of short, but, you know, hey, it's Christmas time. I got to be with my folks and have some more food, and I'll probably get in touch with y'all hopefully sometime next year. And I hope you'll keep on listening to us always. And I just hope you keep on listening to us in the new year, because I really enjoy having you as part of our audience who keeps listening to us. Thank you for making us hit over 1,000 views for this at the end of this year. I'm so glad. I think over 1,400. Hopefully, let's see if we can double that, you know? Let's go ahead and try to double that for next year. I guess which will be 3,000. Be batting 3,000, so hey, that'll be the goal. But I'm so glad that you guys are listening to us, and hope you continue to listen to us next year. If you would like to advertise, please give me a call at 478-731-1926, or you can email us at itsmarvelousradioshow@gmail.com. Please check us out if you can. And always, and let's not forget, we're here around unless we change our schedule, but hopefully we'll be able to upgrade more than just having a 30-minute show. Hopefully we'll be able to do live stream as well, if possible, God willing. And I don't want to make this any more longer. I'm probably just babbling right now, but please, I hope you have a wonderful and safe Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year tomorrow. Tomorrow, I guess it's December 26th, tomorrow will be the beginning of Kwanzaa. So all tomorrow, to my African-American brothers, African brothers and sisters, have a happy Kwanzaa. Even those who are not of African descent, those who are not black, hey, happy Kwanzaa to you too. If you happen to, in case you happen to practice or observe Kwanzaa, hope you have a Merry Christmas, happy Kwanzaa, and happy New Year. And one more thing, I hope you have a marvelous rest of the day. Have a marvelous Christmas weekend. And I'm going to close the show with White Christmas by the legendary Frank Sinatra, which CBS had a special Grammy special last week, which observed that this year in December, Frank Sinatra would have turned 100 years old. And I just wanted to say that. And which was hosted by LL Cool J, which, by the way, his song, Mama Said Knock You Out, turned 25 years old today, 25 years old this year. And so many other people I gave tributes to, of course, you know, the late Bruce Lee, who would have turned 75 years old this year, and his son, the late Brandon Lee, would have turned 50 years old this year. If you checked out my YouTube channel, I did a dual tribute to them. With the song Mama Said Knock You Out by LL Cool J. And you can check that out on my YouTube channel, Derek Barrett Films, written all together. I hope you get a chance to do that. But I'm going to go ahead and close the show. You all have a have a marvelous Christmas, remainder of Christmas Day. I'm going to get home and give me some extra dinner and give my little baby nephew a hug and his big sister Chloe a hug. You all take care. I'm going to end the show with White Christmas with the legendary Old Blue Eyes, Frank Sinatra, who would have been 100 years old. Take care, everyone, and Merry Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and kiddies listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be wise.
Tiny Tim from Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. God blesses everyone. May you have a marvelous Merry Christmas.